Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Does that make me crazy coming up in about an hour? So you can let us know the crazy things you're doing. We'll let you know if you're crazy or not. Maybe Hall of Fame crazy.
That's what we look for.
And last night, big night on TV, at least for Caroline Craddock, fan of The Bachelorette.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you looking where to plug?
Got to get you all headphoned in.
She's in.
I still can't hear myself, but that's okay.
Well, I have not been watching this season. Where does this rank for you in terms of like all Bachelor, Bachelorettes?
I love Rachel. There, I can hear myself now. Thank
you
all. I love, love, love Rachel. The guys kind of are not
the best. Yeah.
The best.
It always seems to be the case, though, I feel.
I enjoy watching The Bachelor more because there's more drama and
the girls are
better usually.
Yeah.
I've been watching the past couple of weeks because when it gets down to the end, I'm more interested. But then again, I'm not emotionally invested in any of them.
Yeah, that's true. Well, was it worth me missing the Taking Back Sunday concert last night? No.
Taking Back Sunday was here?
Yeah.
Focus.
So that's my answer for you. Was it worth
taking
back Sunday?
Because I watched it and I could give the recap today. And then you would be hearing about it for the first time.
No, I want to be on the radio.
Okay,
it's my
dream.
Well,
there you go. I offered.
I just want to break you down so badly.
Yeah. I'll trip over everything you say.
So there's three guys.
Three guys left. So they left off last week in Dallas. She kicked my Deanie baby off.
That was your favorite.
Yes. So it's left to Eric, Peter, and Brian.
Mm.
Okay.
Brian's a chiropractor from Miami.
Boo.
Rico Suave.
Sleazy.
I didn't like him meeting the family last night.
Peter is hottie patati, business owner from Minnesota. So hot.
And Wisconsin, isn't it?
Oh, Wisconsin.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
It's all the same to me.
Yeah.
and then Eric, who is the personal trainer from LA.
Yeah.
Oh, he broke my heart last night because I know
he
she's not going to pick
so
him.
You can tell he's a good dude, though.
He's like, I'm going to take care of her. I'm gonna
I know.
She
and
might, she'll be my woman. And I know she's not going to pick him. I know.
I
it.
Know. And it's sad because they are kind of like, her family was reprimanding him for never being in love before. And so they're like, well, we can't trust you. You've never been in love. Blah, 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 blah. And it's like, being in love is not like, being in love before is not a prerequisite of being in love now.
But then you've got your immature brat, Rachel. I'm sorry, last night. I didn't come here just to get a boyfriend. I'm going to get engaged.
Yeah, that
I feel
was
like she
a,
was going to
stop. Yeah,
her
that
foot.
Was a thing.
It's like, honestly, Jenna, she was like, I don't care. I don't want a boyfriend. I want to be engaged. And if you're not going to be engaged to me, you have to go.
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically the way she came off.
And that's the one thing you say to guys to scare them off.
Yeah.
When you're
the point
girl.
Of the show.
I know it's the point of the show. Or is it, according to
Peter?
Well,
let me tell you, as the Bachelorette Whisperer, and I don't want to hound on Kelly because we had this disagreement last week on who's getting picked. They are setting this up for Peter to be the Bachelor. This is why this is all happening.
You think?
Yes, I know. I'm telling you, I feel it in my bones.
They're setting him up to be like, the
same
Bachelor
thing.
Next season.
I told you last week, but that was before last night's episode. I think she's going to pick Peter. But then last
there's
night,
no way now.
They just ran out of things to talk about. It was like really painful to watch.
Well, because it got awkward after.
Real awkward.
He told her what he told her.
So, okay, let me rewind all this
so
everyone who didn't watch it has an idea of what happened. So Peter has the whole time been very like, I like you, and if at the end of this we are together, we can date, and that's great, which is like way too normal thinking for The Bachelor.
Right.
Because, you know, you're supposed to have this fairy tale fall in love, which is what Brian's doing. Brian is like, I'm ready to ride off in the sunset with her. So Peter kind of tells Rachel's mom last night that he's not really ready for a proposal.
I really do care about your daughter. I've developed very strong feelings for her, and I want to pursue a relationship with her. And at the end of this, we'll be given the opportunity to do that. But it is through a ring and proposing. And I don't necessarily know that in 2 weeks I could feel that certainty. So I actually came in today wondering, should I ask for you and your husband's blessing? And I don't want to do that today.
Woo-hoo.
Because I want to wait until I know for certain that your daughter is the person for me.
That's when I gained all the respect for this guy.
Right?
That
He's
is
been
that
very
is
upfront with his feelings.
If I'm her dad or her mom, I'm like, dude, you're the one I want to be with my daughter.
Yeah.
Because you're doing it right.
But Rachel's got her lip poked out.
I know.
Because he won't marry me. Like, I won't want.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what it's going to be like when you're done with the show. You don't know if you guys are going to mesh well outside
it takes
of TV.
You out of real life.
Yeah.
He's being too real life.
Exactly.
So my favorite bachelorette couple of all time is Caitlin Bristow and Sean B.
Yeah.
And they.
Really?
He's the guy with the hair.
Well,
guys.
I follow them on Snapchat. If you don't follow them on Snapchat.
You like her snap? I tried to follow her.
Oh, I think they're hysterical.
Like,
oh. I love them. Okay, well, that's me.
Both of y'all like, oh.
I really like them. I listen to
I follow
podcasts.
Them too.
I really like them. They do this thing where they morph faces and they have this alter ego, Rick, who's really funny. But they just have a weird sense of humor, which is kind of my sense of humor. But they've been together since the show, like 2 years, and they're still not married, but they live together. They're engaged still. Like, they're happy. They're together. They're not married.
You know who they're really good friends with? Jesse James Decker and Eric Decker.
I know.
They're like best
them.
Couple friends.
That's why I love them.
Yeah.
So, which is just going to say that you can be together after the show. You don't have to get married within 5 minutes of
Thank
being on the
you.
Show. Look at JoJo and Jordan. They're still together and they're not married.
You still get your Neil Lang ring?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You get to keep it.
You
right.
keep
yeah.
it unless you, they have
unless
some
you break
rule,
up.
Like if you break up before 2 years.
You got to give it back.
So it went good with Peter. It was not ideal. He didn't, wasn't what the romantic thing that we wanted where he asked her parents permission. Well, her dad wasn't on the show because I'm assuming because he's like a judge and well respected.
Yeah, he didn't do much talking.
Doing this nonsense.
Yeah. So, she brings Eric home. They get along great with Eric. Eric kind of doesn't know what he's doing. So he kind of like tries to ask Rachel's mom for her permission.
It's awkward.
But it's really awkward.
Take a listen to Eric trying to ask.
Something real, something strong that no matter what, we stay together through thick and thin. And so, Mrs. Lindsay.
Yes.
I want to ask you.
Ask you?
If I have the permission.
My heart.
To propose to your daughter and take her hand in marriage. And answer however you feel, I don't. Nothing is going to affect, I just want the truth, honestly. And that's,
I just want the truth, honestly.
At this point, if Rachel decided you two were going to take that journey to, which could lead to marriage, I feel comfortable with that.
Aww.
He was just like so sincere.
I
he
know.
Breaks my heart because
he,
I he know she's not going to.
And he's so open because he tells him, he's like, he grew up in Baltimore, not in a family atmosphere. His mom actually steered him away from love because she didn't want him to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
He is so happy. He's like sitting there on his dates. He just can't stop. Woo!
I know. Yeah. He's really
he's so
sweet.
Happy.
He's super likable.
Well, maybe he should be the next bachelor.
Exactly.
He won't be.
Right?
He won't be.
I want Dean. I want
Dean won't be. It's going to be Peter.
It's going to be Peter.
And
Brian.
So, Brian.
Oh, Brian.
AKA, you get what you get, Rachel, if you get that.
You know who Brian is? He's Gaston from Beauty and the Beast.
No.
Right? No, he's not that bad.
Yes, he is.
No,
Yes, he is.
Was Gaston gay?
No, his sidekick was.
He was just in love with himself.
He's self-obsessed.
And he was very charming and charmed all the ladies.
So, Rachel's family is very smart. Like, her uncle's a doctor. Like, these people are not dumb people. And so Brian comes in and he's like, I love your family. Within 5 minutes telling the family, I love y'all. We're all going to be family. And it's so disingenuous. And it's like, they see right through it. And so Rachel's sister, Constance, is like goal. She's literally eight months pregnant and looks amazing. And so, but her and Brian kind of have this talk. And she's kind of like, I see right through you. Like, I don't trust you.
That's the thing with a friend or a relative. When you're not like sexually attracted to the guy or you're not romantically involved with him, you're not buying any.
No, you're not. No.
Yeah. They were calling him out. It was awkward.
Yeah. Yeah. So they all kind of grill him at dinner. And it's not good.
What qualities does she accentuate in you? Can you elaborate on it a little bit?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
No, it's a valid point. He wants to get to know, what the specifics are about the relationship and what wants to get down to brass tacks.
Would you guys excuse me for a second?
What?
Yeah. You had to go think about it?
Yeah.
I was very excited to introduce Brian to my family, but I felt like my excitement wasn't reciprocated by my family. All these questions are being fired at Brian. I'm frustrated. I'm irritated at this point. Brian is fine, but I am frustrated because the energy is totally different than it was the other 2 days with Peter and Eric.
Brian is not fine. And when Brian was sitting with the sister,
Brian was overwhelmed with the questioning,
yes.
So he had to leave.
Yeah.
Brian,
he's not used to somebody calling him.
Brian's the guy that I feel practices the answers to the questions he feels he's going to get.
Very rehearsed. Everything he was saying, he had an answer for everything. And it just comes off really disingenuous.
But here's the problem with that. Cute. Now Rachel's going to get defensive.
Yeah,
she did. No, she did.
And that's like the parent trying to keep teenage lovers apart. Yeah. Exactly. Makes you want them more.
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
I was so happy that her sister kept it so real with him, because there's a moment where she goes, I honestly don't see how you can be in love with my sister after such a short time.
Right.
He goes, I know it's expedited and blah, blah, blah. And
but she when
goes,
you know, you know.
Yeah, when you know. And she goes, well, how do you feel about our family? And he goes, I love you guys. And she goes, whoa.
She's like, that's weird.
You just met us. How do you love us? And he goes, right. I can tell I'm going to love you guys.
Yeah, this isn't my script. Fake. You're throwing me off my script.
She threw him off so bad.
Some people are they throw that love around, a casual love. Like, oh, I love you. You know, some people do that. And it doesn't mean I love you, but I really, really like
you. Girls do that. That's a dangerous thing when guys
it's just
loose with
rehearsed. It looks very rehearsed.
Yeah, yeah.
So who's she picking?
Another way that I know that she's going to pick him is he was the only one that got to meet her friends.
Yeah.
He got along with them.
She
took him to brunch.
She's picking this guy?
Yeah.
1,000%.
Oh.
Yeah, I've
Jenna,
said that.
She loves this guy. Like, she's all about
Brian. Yeah, no, she's going to pick Brian.
He's just suave.
Have you read a spoiler so you know this, or
no.
Is it just your gut?
It's my gut, and I'm always right. I've been watching the show since I was 12 years old. I know how it works.
Since I was 12 years old.
Literally, I have been.
Yeah, I know you have. Because we did the recast with your dad, of course.
So,
get it fair.
The last scene is they're all in Spain, so she gets the 3 dates with them in Spain. She does an overnight date with Eric. Looks like it goes great. Then she has their date with Peter, and basically they're not agreeing on the fact that at the end of this, she wants a ring and she wants to be engaged, and he wants to commit to her but doesn't necessarily feel the need to be engaged. And it's not good.
My hopes of pursuing a relationship with you beyond this point is with the thought that that would lead to engagement, and that engagement means marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So engagement is just like, we're getting married, let's just plan the time now.
That's not what that means to me, though.
What?
And I struggle with that then.
I know you do.
Big time.
That's why I thought it was important for you to understand where I was coming from with it. And I get it. I mean, it is a big decision. Hmm. I don't think of it the same way that you do.
I don't understand what happened here.
But it's still extremely important to me, and I take it seriously, and I only want to do it once, too. I was hopeful for what Peter and I could be, and then just like that, I didn't see it. Tonight, for the first time ever, I'm thinking Peter and I may not work out.
What do you mean, Kelly?
I don't understand what the problem is.
That doesn't make sense.
This is what I
said. He's being really smart about
this.
Yeah, that she only wants it. She only wants to be engaged one time.
Right.
Then his reasoning makes more sense.
Right.
That's why I don't see where the conflict is. He's saying, I want to be engaged, and at the point you get engaged,
then you
plan the marriage. Mm-hmm. You don't just get engaged and then get to learn about each other. And that's what she's,
exactly.
This is what I'm hearing. She wants to get engaged and then figure out how they feel about
each
other.
That's how it works.
But I'm wondering if that's not the producers telling her to do that.
That's the problem.
But the argument didn't make sense.
She seems
I didn't understand.
Too smart for that.
Yeah, but I think they want to push. The Bachelor doesn't like it if there's not a proposal. Remember the hoopla when Juan Pablo didn't propose to Nikki and how pissed off Chris Harrison was thing? Reamed them for not getting engaged.
I know, ridiculous.
So they don't, the show doesn't like it, which I think is what the argument has to be about. So my prediction is, we left the episode with To Be Continued. So it'll pick up next week. Oh, well, no, we have,
so nobody
we
got
have
kicked
Mental
off.
The guys tell all, yeah.
And then next week, she'll kick him off.
You think it'll Peter's going home?
Yeah, and it'll be Eric and Brian.
Well, she just looked like,
Brian.
I'm sorry. And I know she's a very smart woman, but she looked like a little pouty brat.
Well,
I think the thing is, the difference is the guy, as a bachelor, has the power to propose. When you're the bachelorette, if they don't propose to you, you feel like you look stupid. Like, I didn't,
that
I didn't
whole
get it.
Process
I'm a loser.
For nothing.
But you can still fall in love.
Yeah, of course.
Be together.
Of course.
If that's what you're there for, to fall in love and live happily ever after, your argument makes perfect sense.
She flat out said, I'm not here for a boyfriend. I'm here to get engaged.
Yeah.
Well, then you're just a brat. Because whatever expense, I don't care. I'll pick the wrong one if he's going to get down on his knee. That's what she's saying.
Exactly. That's what it's coming
it's
off
a boyfriend
as.
Or a boyfriend with a ring.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, because they're not going to get, they never get married immediately anyway. They're always together for at least a year.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying. So when I get engaged, I want to get engaged and plan a wedding.
You don't get engaged to keep dating. You get engaged to get married. Kelly got engaged, got married.
Yeah, this
I got engaged,
not
got married.
I got engaged and then got unengaged.
Yeah, there you
sorry,
go.
Sorry, Jenna.
Yeah. What a jerk.
Some people have to get engaged to get unengaged.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to do that.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, we'll see. But I think that they're setting up Peter to be the best bachelor. You know, okay. He's going after what he wants, and he's not being crazy. So he's the perfect bachelor.
So men tell all next week. Then we'll get the finale. Here in the studio, we have our own bachelor, Big Al Mac.
Uh-huh.
So we got to figure out a way to find Big Al Mac his bachelorette, his lady. We're going to get Big Al Mac wifed up soon.
What?
I don't know. We'll figure out. We'll figure it out. We're going to try to find ways to get Big Al his girlfriend next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, this is Mandy Moore, and join the show by calling us at 1-800-KID-LIVE.
Oh, Mandy Moore.
Oh, Mandy.
When does your show come back?
This Is Us?
I should
in the fall.
Your show since I've also watched all of it.
I think September 22nd is what I think I heard. That's tidbit news right there. Definitely in the fall,
to play
though.
It cool, but you know exactly
no, I think
the date and time.
September 26th. Thank you, Trey. I was close.
You were close.
She's also the voice of Rapunzel on the Disney cartoon series.
Tangled.
Tangled, yeah.
And she's Rapunzel Tangled. And yeah. Tangled, yeah.
That's Mandy Moore, so if you need a little Mandy Moore, you can still get a little bit of her on the Disney Channel.
You need a little more Mandy.
A little more Mandy.
All right.
Hey, she needs to make some cash. I was so shocked. Remember when she got divorced a couple years ago from Ryan?
Yeah.
Adams? And she was having to disclose her funds, and she didn't have any.
She wasn't working very much
then. It was
crazy.
It was after she did Tangled.
But now she did the movie. Now she's got that TV show. She's got This Is Us. She did that one movie where they in the water.
Oh, 47 Meters Down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one yet. Let me know if it's good.
But just because there's a working actress in Hollywood does not always mean they are loaded.
That's right.
You know, they're working.
And they have a lot of expenses. That's what I've learned. Unless you're one of those A-listers, they still have to pay managers and PR
to
kind of protect their image. And so sometimes they might make $1 million or $2 million a year, but like half of that's going to their people.
Yeah. And the pirate in the that was a Somali pirate with Tom Hanks in that movie.
And the captain now.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
Everybody thought, oh, that guy's a superstar. He was a big deal in that movie.
Yeah.
I read a story where he like could barely afford to get a suit for the Oscars, and he was nominated.
Wow.
So they had to help him out with getting a suit because it's so expensive just to get ready for that show. That's our movie talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have to update our listeners on what's going on in our lives. Because I know maybe you went on vacation over the summer, you're just getting back, or maybe you're a new listener to the show. So we'll tell you a little bit about ourselves. My name's JC. I was born in Mexico City. Then my family moved to San Diego when I was a kid, about 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Grew up in San Diego, and I got into radio and ended up landing this cool job here. Married my college sweetheart, Kinsey, and we have two little kids right now. My son, Kaysen, who's 5 years old, about to start kindergarten, and my daughter, Chloe, who's 3 years old. And sitting to my left is Jenna Owens.
I'm Jenna. Yes, I grew up in Ohio. I should have planned a better bio, right? I grew up in Ohio and went to college there, and then this job brought me here as well. I've been here on the show for 9 years.
9 years.
Sometimes I have to go back and do math because I always say I'm the newest.
Yeah, you are. But you are.
I'm the newest, yeah. But it's been 8 or 9 years. Yes. And my mom, Candy. I got my mom, Candy, who helps me take care of my pug, Wheezy, my rescue pug. That's really my life.
And single right now.
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And to my right is Kelly Raspberry.
Yes. I've been with the show the longest. Kid Craddock hired me from Florence, South Carolina. And I have been single for many, many years until just over 3 weeks ago when I married Alan.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Yeah, and so he's got three children. I've got my daughter, Emma Kelly, and we're, you know, just in the process of combining households.
Yeah.
Having a good time.
Having a good time. And he's a magician, by the way.
He does some magic on the side. It's a little hobby of his.
He's great.
He's also getting better at guitar, JC.
I know.
Yes, on our next podcast, there might be a little sing-along.
Really? What's
with
really?
The guitar?
A little rock, or what are you guys singing?
Maybe you have to tune into the podcast on Thursday to find out. A sandwich and some loving.
Kelly and Alan do have that podcast. And also to my right, my far right, is Big Al Mac.
Yes, that's me. And I'm a single guy. But I have been in a relationship. I had been in a relationship for 5 years.
It was not 5 years.
It was not. Kelly, it was 5 years. It really was 5 years.
How could it be 5 years?
Because it was 5 years.
It didn't feel like 5 years.
I know.
She was here. We were in a relationship here for four. And we 1 year when she moved away.
I just didn't feel like that long. Wow.
That's my longest. And I've been married before.
That's right.
But that was my longest relationship to date. It was 5 years. And she's going on to do her fellowship in Detroit. Well, she's been there for a year.
Uh-huh.
And she's got another couple years to be there. And and I'm here. And I've been on the show 1 year less than Kelly. We're not really exactly sure. My hire date's kind of foggy.
He was doing commercials before he got hired.
Yeah. But I've been here a long time. Yeah. Born and raised right here in Dallas, Texas. Spent a little time in Compton, you know.
He went for a summer, I think, to see his uncle.
I hung out on Crenshaw.
That's what he did,
bit.
Yeah.
You know, own a couple of businesses.
Yeah.
And that's it. I'm here.
Well, most people that, you know, went on vacation and missed a little bit of the show, especially when we went on our family vacation, they had heard that Jenna had become single, you know, hopefully by then. But a lot of people are shocked to hear that Big Al Mac is now single because, like he said, he was with his girlfriend for 5 years. And based on the messages Jenna got over the weekend, it looks like he's ready to start moving towards the ladies.
What I'm doing is just saying hey, you know.
No, exactly. If you want to know exactly what I was saying, because I got a message from someone who listens to the show, and they were big fans, and a girl said, I'm very excited to meet you, and Al said, do you want to come back to my office? And no, why don't you come back to my office and show me how excited you are?
Yeah, good pickup line, Al.
Yeah, thanks. And didn't work. But anyway.
But it made me laugh.
Yeah.
But I got no game. I haven't had game in a long time. So I don't really want game. I don't.
Perfect.
I don't need game.
You don't need game. You have that bar. It's just like shooting fish in a barrel, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I keep myself busy.
Okay.
Very busy.
Well, we started brainstorming ways to get you your lady, Al.
Oh, because, you did?
Yeah, yes. Based on your pickup line, the office pickup line, I think we should figure out a different way to get you a girl.
Okay.
All right. What'd y'all come up with?
Now, there's the route of calling Andy Cohen and seeing if we can get you on that dating show.
No.
That he's on.
No.
Love Connection.
Yeah, they'll match you with ladies in your city, and you go on three dates.
I told you I would go on that show, too, but not as a contestant for you.
Oh.
You get to be on TV.
Even though that would be funny.
Goodness.
Life of the party, Big Al in the house. Right?
Yeah.
In the house.
Yeah.
Or this is the one that we figured would be the best way to go about things.
Oh, boy.
Now, how did Kelly find her man? Bumble,
yes.
On those dating apps, Big Al Mac. So, why don't we start a Tinder or a Bumble for Big Al Mac?
Match.
Done.
Something.
On it.
Something. One of those. Jenna, you're really good at those. Kelly is good at those. So, maybe you guys can set that up. Now, we each will pick a lady.
What?
We'll be swiping for you, Big Al. And trust us, we have your best interest in heart. At heart. Uh-huh. Okay?
All right.
So, we'll each pick a date. We'll correspond with them. We'll chat them up. Get them all set up.
Yeah.
And then. Then, Big Al.
What?
To make sure that these dates do actually happen, we'll set a blind date up at your bar.
Yes.
Oh, no.
That way we know he'll show up, Kelly, because.
That's how he met the last one.
Yeah, that's how he met his last one, and it lasted a long time.
Yeah, but then.
Yeah.
Or if you want, we could set it up where you feel it would be a good setup. Because this is the date.
Too distracted by work and everybody wanting to meet Big Al.
That is true.
That's what regular life with him is going to be like.
Yeah. I mean, that's what Dr. Girlfriend had to do. She had to go to the bar every day and help and bus tables.
Man, what a beating for her.
So we will set you up with three ladies. It's basically a dating show, each picked by us. And you go on these dates and maybe true love will happen out of one of those.
How do I get this feeling in my stomach? I got the bubble guts.
And look, what do we get? What do one of us get if we pick the girl?
Okay, that's Al's bio. I got the bubble guts.
Yeah, right?
Oh, I hate that.
What's the greatest thing? At a wedding, Kelly, the best thing to be is
wedding?
The person that set them up, right?
Wedding? What are y'all talking? What? Wedding?
Yeah.
Wedding?
So far ahead.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And Kelly, you're the best matchmaker so far out of us.
5 years.
Jenna's pretty good, too.
Breathe.
But, we'll get to have the title of the best matchmaker on the show. What, Al?
I'm nothing. I'm here.
You think we're going to set you up with bad dates?
I don't know. I haven't.
That's the thing. I'd be okay with the title of worst matchmaker. We'll take it serious, though.
Al,
what are your requirements? Hot?
Yeah, what are you looking for?
Is that it? Hot's, really just hot?
Hot's good. you know, not hot, not that good.
Oh, my goodness.
One of Al's greatest quotes of all time.
Okay, I'm writing all this down. Hold on. I got the bubble guts. Hot's good, not hot, not that good.
Yeah, yeah. So he's a deep...
I'm going to make the profile.
He's a deep man, that big Al Mack.
What else?
What else are you looking for, Al?
I don't know.
I got a bookshelf with books.
Oh, God.
Would you like her to have a career, like a similar career, like a doctor or a lawyer or
job
something?
Job is good. Yes, jobs are good.
Yeah.
Jobs are fantastic.
Jobs are fantastic.
Yes.
Just keep talking.
Yeah. Are we looking for children one day, Al? That's a big deal with women.
Do you want kids? No kids.
No more kids?
No, store's closed.
We'll try to find somebody who is not...
Yeah.
Not looking to have kids.
Kid-making store is closed.
Yeah.
I got too many I don't know about.
Yeah. What's your age range, Al? Because we got to set that up in the app.
And what's your mileage? I need to know your far you're willing
mileage?
To go. Yeah, like 100 miles.
Oh,
or
the
you
radius?
Keep it five,
yeah.
Or
the
radius.
Actual miles?
Yes.
That I'm willing to go?
Yes.
None. She's got to travel to him.
Okay, so we'll go 0 to 5 miles.
0 to 5. Yeah, 0 to 5 miles. Okay.
I got a very small radius.
Yeah.
I don't want to get
any
on
height requirements.
I don't want to get on a freeway.
Just to get hot,
right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
You're just putting your hand in the air.
Yeah.
Well, how tall
are you?
I'm 6'3", so less than that.
Less than 6'3".
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be fun. You never answered your age range. Are we going 18 to...
Legal?
Oh, no.
Just legal, legal to 65?
30.
Okay.
30? Oh, Al, why would you do that to a 30?
That's usually when you trade in.
25?
When I dated, I'll tell you what I did. Yeah. I did 10 years younger, 10 years older. That gave you a 20-year age gap. 10 years younger, 10 years older.
Older than me?
So we'll go.
There are some hot women out there that are older than you.
Not
yes.
arguing that.
All right, we'll go
but
20,
he's not
25
not
to 40.
That maybe
45.
Has her act together
25
and would
to
be
45.
Able to have a really good life.
Okay.
I want one did old person in my old. Relationship. Me.
Oh.
What else?
What about that time you made out with a grandma?
Oh, that was in Mexico.
That was in Mexico. It didn't count.
A lot of tequila that night, Jenna.
That was a pity makeout.
She had to take her teeth out.
Well, the next morning, Al was like, how hot was that girl I made out with? And I was like, she was beautiful. She was like, she could have been your grandma.
She had a fever. Yeah. She was hot.
She was beautiful, but she could have been your grandma. All right, so we got a radius 0 to 5 miles. We'll go ahead and do 10 miles. Just in case, you know. We'll go age range 25 to 45. We might push that to like 20 to 45 just in case.
Yeah. I'm just going to put legal to 45.
Yeah.
Oh,
just,
boy.
Because you never know. That you don't know who's going to be your soulmate right now.
Yeah.
And
do you
yes.
want her to have a job or are you fine
yes,
with her?
No,
and a job.
Yes.
Okay.
Are you just one of those guys that says that and still dates unemployed girls?
No,
or you actually want
no,
her to have a job?
No. Yeah. I've never dated an unemployed person in my life.
Okay, good.
So you want a working woman?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I guess. Must have job, I guess. These are great quotes. Your bio's on fire.
Oh, man. Yeah. Now, this is going to be fun. I haven't done matchmaking in a long time.
Do you like boobs or butt more?
Oh, yeah. Are you a boob or butt man?
Are you body or face? Your body, right?
What am I, Kelly?
Yeah, he's more body.
He's body. More body,
he's
than
body
face.
Okay.
But
that's
she
right.
needs a face.
She'll have a face. Most of us do.
She needs a face.
Yeah.
I have a face.
So she'll have a face.
Must have a face.
Yeah. Would you want somebody active or somebody who likes to chill?
Yeah, no, active.
Okay.
I'm not going
to
be. Why? I'm not going to be active with you, but you need to be active.
Because an active person usually wants
an active
partner.
He wants her to be hot.
Right. She's going to want you to go for hikes, on hikes and stuff. And trips.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll get you back into, you know, you used to be very into biking.
I was. Yep. I have 4 bikes.
This could be good, Al. You have 4 bikes?
Yeah.
You're one guy.
Al, I got a great invite from a fan out in Colorado. To come stay with them in Boulder and hike, and they hike with an alpaca.
Oh,
what's an alpaca?
That's like cute
it looks
little
like a llama.
Yeah.
So maybe you could hike with an alpaca up a mountain.
Al, I think we need to do this trip for your soul. I want to go, and I got hiking boots
and your bucket list.
And it's Colorado.
I like Colorado. I like Colorado.
I like Colorado.
Baby steps. One bit at a time.
If anybody seriously wants to date Big Al, you are welcome to message me, email me. I mean, I'm Kelly Raspberry at everything at
Yahoo.
If you
really do love him.
Let me know. You can message me on my social media, or you can email me at kellyraspberry@yahoo.com. I will take this very seriously.
Just send her your stats and a picture so Kelly can
just tell me your story. Why you, after hearing everything that Al has to offer, and you still want to go out with him, you let me know.
Yeah, we might be able just to knock out a couple emails.
Right?
Oh, for sure.
How many applicants are there going to be?
Oh.
A lot.
That's why I was willing to give out my personal email, because I'm not worried about getting bogged down. I should give out my cell phone number. I'm not worried.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some women out there who are thinking, if only Al met me, I know. We had a letter the other day from a woman.
I know. I got a snap the other day. She loves him.
I'm not your type. She knew. Going in, I'm not your type.
And so you have
to kind of know Al likes a certain type.
And if nobody responds.
I like that Al's honest
about it. I'm okay with that. It won't hurt my feelings. I know
that from past experience, Al prefers a girl that has a little bit more of an exotic look.
Yeah.
So somebody like me probably would not do well with Al. He doesn't like the pale, pasty girl. Am I wrong?
No.
And he wants a girl that's probably looks good in a bikini.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't want any more kids. He's done with that.
Yeah.
And there you go. And is willing to have a guy that's not going to be available a lot.
Right.
Yeah, because he works hard.
So you need to have your own stuff together and your own thing. And maybe you're a very independent woman who still likes a life partner, but maybe somebody that you can do stuff separately.
For some loving.
Very exciting, Al.
We've never done this. I've done it all the time.
Must love dogs. Yeah. Are you into cats if she has cats?
No, I don't like cats.
No.
Yeah.
I don't like cats.
You dated a woman that loved frogs.
Yeah, it didn't work out.
Did you have a problem with cats?
Yeah.
Reptilia? What was her name?
Amphibia.
Yeah.
I've never done this. I don't.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Sit back and enjoy it.
This is gonna be fun. We got you, fam.
Oh, all right.
Let me check my email. I just want to swipe. I've never swiped, so I'm excited about that.
Emails yet at kellyraspberry@yahoo.com.
If you don't get any, I'm okay with that.
Have you gotten any?
I'm okay with that. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Oh, this internet this morning. Maybe that's what it is.
That's what it is.
So bogged down.
And Al, you're not the only one looking for love, because Jenna.
There we go.
Your mama.
Oh yeah, you could come across my mom on the dating app. She might be a little out of your age range, and that would be weird. But my mom, Candy, at my encouragement, has been on the dating apps, and I've really been encouraging her to actually do one of the pay-for apps.
Oh, yeah?
Because I think her big complaint is that it seems to be more hookup style. But she just said, hey, I want to talk to you about Bumble. So I did what any loving daughter would do and turned on the voice memos on my cell phone.
Of course you did.
And so this is just a couple days ago, me talking to Candy about what she's hating right now about Bumble.
Oh, a vent?
You know, this ghosting thing, like they just disappear.
Yes.
Right. It's a new kind of ghosting.
What's the new kind of ghosting?
The new kind of ghosting, and it's weird, is the guy was so cute and nice. We had everything in common, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then they'll say, okay, I'm deleting my account on Bumble. If you want to text or talk anymore, here's my number. And then they just delete everything. I think that's weird.
Do you text them?
No. Why would they be on it? And then once they find somebody to talk to, they throw their number out there and then just delete their whole account.
But that's what you're supposed to do. That's the rule. You're supposed to talk for a little exchange back and forth within the app, and then it has to move to phone number.
Right. Well, I get that, but when it moves to phone number and I'm getting off Bumble and they delete their whole account.
Because they found some matches that they like and they just don't want the app anymore.
I don't know. I think that's strange. Anyway, I've been talking to another really nice guy and he fosters bulldogs.
Oh.
And I told him I like bulldogs, but, you know, I have pugs. And he said, I used to have a pug. They're great dogs.
He didn't ask you to come to his farm, did he?
No. Well, we've just talked a few times, but I'll text him back today because he's sad because he's been fostering two bulldogs, one for 8 months, and he has to give her back today. He's real sad about it.
Aww. Y'all.
Oh, Candy.
It's like she has, I don't know what her issue is. I don't know. She's upset that these guys are deleting the app, which makes me think they're married and got caught.
That's probably what's going on.
I didn't want to say that, but at the same time, I don't know why that's her issue. It's almost like she just finds stuff wrong, you know, with the app.
She's getting ghosted. Poor
Candy. She's getting ghosted. The new kind of ghosted.
You got to be crazy not to want to date Candy. Candy's so fun.
She is. She's great.
Definitely got to be. So we're looking for a date for Al. And Candy's out there looking on.
I'm getting some messages.
You are? Are they crazy?
Well, not. Yeah, I checked my spam. Nobody's back. On my
spam.
My Facebook,
yeah.
I've gotten a few. Okay. One really perfect girl for you.
Perfect.
But she lives
spam
out of
spam dating.
Al's going to be doing some spam dating. Does that make him crazy?
My brother is a prince.
For just $10,000, I can get you $5 million. Hey, give us a call, Kid Nation. It's time for Does That Make Me Crazy? Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Big Al, tell our friends what Does That Make Me Crazy is all about.
These little things that you do, probably in the comfort of your own home, maybe in your own car, just little quirky things that you do. And sometimes somebody finds out what you do, and they're like, dude, that's crazy. Is that normal for you? And you thought it was completely normal. We want you to tell us what that is, and we will tell you if you're crazy or not. All right? We've been doing it for you.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yes, Jenna?
Al's Bumble profile is complete and ready, and I made it. I don't know if... I mean, it's ready. It's done. The bio's written.
Wow,
the photos have been selected.
Perfect.
Jenna did this 100%. Want everybody to know.
I did this 100%, but with, you know, some things you said about yourself. So he's on there, so start swiping. I'll be sitting here with it.
And if Jenna and I use it to find the person we're going to send down on a date, we will sign our name at the bottom so you know who you're talking to, so you know who your partner is in this love fest.
Love fest.
All right, does that make you crazy? It's time to find out if you're crazy or not, Kid Nation. It's those things, you do them, you think they're normal, and your friends finally let you know. Hey, call the Kid Craddock Morning Show, and they'll tell you the truth. And we will. We'll tell you if you're crazy or not.
All right.
For example, on the text, by the way, the phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Alexia, I'd guess most of us in this room, except for Kelly, have tried this.
What?
I like to practice my mugshot in the mirror just in case. Does that make me crazy?
Practice your mugshot.
Yeah, because you don't want to. You want to be the sexy mugshot. You don't want to get the crazy mugshot. Okay. Yeah.
That's up there.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty original. We've been doing this a long time. I've never heard that one.
That's cool crazy.
Yeah.
Kelly, have you ever done it, though?
I don't think so.
Practice your mugshot.
My friends and I took mugshots in college, but we had pulled the fire alarm at a fraternity house.
Yeah.
And we thought we were going to get arrested, so we took pictures in case.
Did you smile or no smile?
No smile.
I did smirk.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
My
mm-hmm.
passport photo looks like a mugshot.
Hey, Susan.
Hey.
So your Does That Make Me Crazy has to do with a guy who called us a couple months ago.
Yes. Well, it has been pointed out to me that I sniff everything, food, objects, paper. And now the weirdest thing that I've smelled recently is I actually found a telephone pole to sniff. And I made my daughter sniff it, too, because we were walking.
Did you enjoy the smell?
No, we did not, but every time we go walking, we walk to this telephone pole and sniff it to see if the smell changed, and so far, it is not good.
That makes you fun crazy with your daughter.
Don't smell it way down low, because it's probably going to smell like dog poop.
Yeah, that's where the pee's at. Yeah, be careful with that.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, we got tips for you.
I smell like wrapping paper and gifts when I unwrap it, dishes, it doesn't matter. And I didn't realize I did it until my dad's girlfriend and my daughter pointed it out, and they tell me all the time that I'm weird.
Real quick, what's your favorite thing that you've ever sniffed that's not food?
It's not food.
What's
your favorite thing to smell, like fax paper or?
I guess it's the Christmas presents, because I sniffed every one of them before I opened them.
See?
Huh, all right.
Everybody, start sniffing. Be like Susan. More
I like the smell of telephone poles.
Yeah, that's where it originated from right there. I let my kid, from the text, I let my kid, who's almost 3, sleep in her clothes for the next day so we don't have to wake up as early. Does that make me crazy or lazy?
A little bit of both.
Does that make me lazy right there?
Definitely lazy, yeah.
Very smart, though. Your time management skills are on point.
Mm-hmm, we admire you.
What's up, Nick?
Hey, JC. All right. Big Al, Jenna,
my man.
Guys.
Hey, morning.
Go ahead, sir.
will, whenever I have like a scab or dead skin, especially dead skin or hangnails, I'll bite them off. And instead of spitting it out, I'll swallow it.
Oh, Nicholas! Oh,
why did you call?
Yeah, you're crazy, bro.
Why did you call?
I wonder if there's some nutritional value. I don't know.
No,
but yeah,
I don't
that's
care.
Crazy, man.
I don't care.
Crazy. Next call.
It puts the lotion on its skin.
Okay. Distract myself with something else.
Someone needs to check his basement.
I like the taste of skin.
No.
What's up, Michael?
I was wondering, what do you think of me leaving my office job to work on the railroad? I'm already doing it. Does that make me crazy?
Because that's your dream as a kid, to work on the railroad?
No, I just like to keep my hands dirty.
Wow.
Do you guys sing the I've Been Working on the Railroad song when you're out there?
No. I probably now I will.
You should start
back.
Oh, my live long day.
Yeah. I think that's cool because you're going out there doing like dude stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just didn't think the office life was for me.
That's right, man. Hey, no, you're not crazy. You keep working on that railroad, man.
Nothing wrong with
that's
that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Probably get good money, too.
Yeah. Hey, Courtney F.
Hey.
We have two Courtneys, so this is Courtney F.
Gotcha.
Go ahead.
Okay, so whenever I leave my house, not only do I turn off my straightener, I unplug it because I'm afraid that even though it's off, it's somehow going to catch on fire, and when my house burns down, everyone's going to think I did it on purpose to get the insurance money. Like, that's going to follow me around forever. I really, really think that, so that's why I unplug it.
Why is it just that one thing? Because there's a lot of stuff at your house that's plugged up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like because that would be something like I use in the morning and turn on and off. Like if it was a toaster or something, you know, that's always plugged in.
So do you do what I do? I don't think about it to that extent that they're going to think I'm doing insurance fraud, but I will leave, go get my car, start pulling out of my driveway and go, did I unplug my curling iron?
Mm-hmm.
And I will go back into the house even though it's already unplugged. It almost always is, but I think that I didn't.
See, I don't even have to do that because I'm so paranoid. I already know.
You already know you unplugged it.
Yeah, I already know. I'm like, oh, it's cool. I already did it.
Huh.
But I'm just scared it's going to somehow catch on fire, even though I turned it off. So I don't know.
Yeah, you're crazy.
Yeah, it's a little crazy.
Right, but keep doing it because it's kind of safe.
Yeah, if you stop doing it and then your house does,
that's what it's going to happen.
Blame us.
Yeah. So let's go from Courtney F. Let's go back to back Courtneys.
All right.
And let's go to Courtney J.
Hi.
Hi, Courtney.
So, does this make me crazy that there's an app on the iPhone called Find My Friend, and I have my boyfriend actually as, like, a person where I keep track of his location 24/7.
You stalk your boyfriend.
Does he give you reason to do that, or that's just your style?
I mean, if he doesn't respond to my message really quick, or if he doesn't answer my phone call, then I'll check it. And then if he's where I want him to be, then that's okay.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah,
you guys have a great relationship.
What's his name?
Jaleel.
Yeah.
All right, Jaleel. You heard it.
We know where you're at.
Are you where she wants you to be?
Yeah, Courtney, I would stop doing that. That's a little crazy there.
That's
that.
Does that make me stalker?
Yeah, right?
We still love you.
Next week, does that make me stalker?
We love you stalker and all, Courtney.
Oh, my God.
Right, because there is a fine line.
Yeah.
When you're just checking and stalking.
She's crossed it.
Yeah. Jenna just came across Big Al on Bumble. She's going to swipe right.
I just came across me on Big Al's Bumble.
Huh?
Should I swipe?
Yes.
Would you swipe on me? Should I swipe right on myself?
That'll be for me, Jenna.
Okay.
I'm going to contact you for right. Big Al. Thank you. We'll take a couple more calls here.
Oh, boy.
Starla.
Yes, I'm here.
Hey,
come on.
Go ahead.
Okay, here's the thing. My husband thinks I'm crazy because I do this. I just moved to the South, so I'm from, like, New Mexico area, and I'm Native American. So when... after I brush my hair out and my daughter's hair, and you know how the hair is in the hairbrush. So what I do is I take it out and I go outside and get a match and burn it. And my husband goes, why do you keep doing that? I said, because I'm scared someone's going to get a hold of it and put a curse on me, like a witch doctor kind of thing. This is just crazy.
Yeah.
In the South, we don't have no witch doctors.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah, in the South, you do too have witch doctors.
Yeah, Kelly.
Yeah, they do.
Fire,
yeah, Kelly knows.
Fire talkers and wart talkers.
The wart talker got the warts off of Kelly.
Voodoo, yes, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fire
See,
talk.
I don't think I'm crazy.
Talker?
I think I'm sane.
I think you're smart.
Yeah, if you said you like the smell of the hair burning, I would say you're crazy.
Hey, hair burning smell is interesting.
No.
Yeah, she doesn't like that. Okay, then you're just being safe about the witch doctors. So not crazy.
And taking care of DNA evidence.
That's right. Nobody's going to frame you, ma'am. Have a wonderful day.
Kind of crazy.
Now, see, my Mother Price used to save the hair from her hairbrush. This is actually very smart.
Mother Price did?
Yes. She would save all the hair. She'd have balls of her hair.
Why?
And what you would do, instead, you know how they were doing the bumpets where you'd buy those foam things?
Yeah.
And you'd put them in your hair and then put your real hair over it? So she would use it like as a, like, you know, a bump or whatever for volume. It would be her real hair. And then she'd put her natural hair over it.
Like a hairball.
It would be, but it was her hair.
But what happens when that hairball falls out at an unexpected time?
No, you pin it. It's all pinned in and secured. Uh-huh. I mean, but that's what she would do.
I've never had a girl
very smart.
When a guy's pulling on it and it's like, oh.
Well, it's Mother Price.
They weren't pulling on Mother Price's hair at that stage.
All Mother Price.
No, don't knock it.
I thought that was brilliant.
That is pretty brilliant.
Who's your daddy, Mother Price?
You want your hair back? What's up, Nathan?
Hey, what's up, y'all? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, I think I already know the answer to mine.
Yeah.
So, all right. So when I'm driving and I'm going one way, obviously, and other, everyone else, the rest of the traffic's coming the other direction. And when I get bored or I start to get frustrated, I'll pretend to pick up large objects on my right side with my mind, like on the ground. I'll pick them up with my mind and I'll throw them at the other cars.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
In your like, mind.
Like mailboxes or like dumpsters. I'll pick them up and I'll throw them and they'll crash into the other cars. And hopefully no one gets hurt. I'm not hoping that people get hurt. I just...
It's like your mental release, I guess.
Like you're playing a little video game.
You
want to
be
mind.
A Jedi.
Right. It's like there's movie characters that can do that.
Yeah. You want to be a Jedi or Professor X?
Hmm. Exactly. And if it's a game, I'm definitely winning.
That's crazy.
That's crazy, but that's cool.
I like it.
I hope you don't develop those powers.
No.
Harmless crazy.
yeah, harmless crazy.
Keep it harmless.
Unless he learns it. You know, there are people on the internet that can bend spoons with the Jedi power. I've seen it out.
You've seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it.
All right.
Does that make me crazy? We'll get it back next week. So if we didn't get to you this week, keep bringing it. We'll get you on next week. But why was part-time Justin Snapchatting at midnight last night? And did he mess up?
Yeah, he messed up.
Yeah, he messed up a little bit. We have to tell him. Yeah. There's some things you shouldn't be doing on Snapchat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Justin.
It's a big no-no, and maybe it'll help you out in case you have done this in the past. We'll talk to Justin next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hi, part-time Justin.
Hello. What's Gucci Mane?
Keeping it 100.
Yeah, I told Kelly yesterday that we need to do a barbecue at your place. You have a nice house.
Oh, at my place?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yours,
your
place. Yes.
Yeah.
You have the two grills.
Yeah, you bring the grills.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I'll bring the grills. Not the green egg, though. That's not the best. Yeah. It's not the best cooker. It's a smoker.
See, you know, take that one, because that's what they're all complaining about, is they want the green egg, and I said you were complaining about it, because it's just too small.
Yeah, also you're supposed to use...
Bring me my bull.
Bull.
What's up with the inflatable?
Okay, so I needed it. I needed it for 4th of July.
What's the date?
July. It's almost the end, yeah. We were going to use it on the lake, but we couldn't get it on the boat.
That's fine.
But it's in my living room. Looks like a decorative art piece.
Oh, okay.
Perfect,
so
no holes.
Adopted it.
But before I give it back, I want to use it.
Jen doesn't use it.
Uh-huh. I'll give it back, but you promise me I get to ride it if I bring it back.
Bring it back Sunday, and you can use it Sunday.
Oh, okay, good. We're going to get our tan.
Well, I don't know if Justin should be going to anybody's house, because he apparently is putting up personal information for the world to see.
Oh,
yes.
God.
Last night, yesterday was
what
not...
What happened, dude?
Yesterday was not a good day. It was a mixed signals. Things weren't being sent through the internet. It was just all bad. And
are we in retrograde? Is that Mercury?
I think so.
What kind of things were being sent through the internet?
I don't know. I was lost. I was trying to... Me and some friends were going to do dinner, and we did. It's just that I was an hour late because my GPS wasn't working right.
Uh-huh.
I ended up getting there late, and I parked my car, and it was... Future resident parking at this apartment complex.
Oh, future. And you're not a future resident.
No, I could have been. They don't know. Anyways.
True.
I may move.
I know I'm there at like 8 p.m., but, you know, maybe I want to check out the scene.
You
want to
be first thing in the morning.
You never know.
You would think that after office closes, anybody can park there.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's what I thought too.
Yeah, it becomes like visitor parking after hours.
I think, thought so, but what happened?
So then I walk back to go get my car and go to sleep, and it's not there. It is not there. My stomach went straight to my butthole.
That's
it was
not
just
cool.
So not good.
So you walked out there. Your truck was gone.
Gone.
Did you think it was towed. Stolen, or you knew what you did?
I knew it was towed. I was hoping it was stolen. I really was. I was like, I would rather it be stolen than pay a lot of money
$300.
To go to the tow.
Right.
But yeah, I don't think, like Kelly just said, when the office is closed, future resident parking. Okay, all bets are off.
Right.
When the office is closed.
Yeah, you have a lawsuit on your hands, mister.
I know. Well, then I took a lift all the way to the tow truck place, which was like 20 minutes away.
What a nightmare.
Oh, no.
And I was just angry the entire time, talking to my Lyft driver about how angry I was about his tow truck company.
Well, I'm sure
it made me hate Tomater from Cars.
What time is it? At this point, what time is it?
It's around 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock at night. Justin probably should have been sleeping for about 2 hours by now.
I know. And then I'm waiting in line patiently to do all this paperwork. And then there's like some lady digging through the trash. And they're like dealing with that first before I can get my truck.
Well, usually it's pretty inexpensive to get your car when it's been
This
towed.
Was not, Big Al.
How much was it?
This was $180. $180. With
How
that,
do you even have that much money in your account?
I'm surprised, girl. I am so surprised that I had it. I could have called a friend, maybe get a loan out. Out, sold some jewelry, maybe some fake jewelry. Yeah. But $180, that's crazy.
I know.
That's a plane ticket to New York. Well, that's two meals at Big Al's bar.
That's really good pair of jeans, like a dope pair of jeans.
Yes.
Like super crazy good pair of jeans.
That's like, that's brunch.
And you were snapping the whole time.
Yes. Oh, and then I made a dumb mistake.
What'd you do?
It's because you weren't mentally there.
I
right?
wasn't there, and
you were distracted. You have to check your snaps before
I
you
know.
Post them. Always.
I was just so,
you always got to check the background.
I was so angry. I posted my driver's license on Snap with
everything.
The number, the photo, the address. People are texting me like, "Hey, Justin, we can get all your information now." Screenshotting. I got screenshots off the Snapchat.
Of course.
So someone steal my identity. I have no money and not a good credit score. But go ahead and steal it if you want it.
Hey, you know what? The only good thing we got out of that is that you are a donor. So thank you for that.
That's a good one. People should know that one.
Yeah, you're a donor, but we definitely know your driver's license number now.
Go ahead. Oh, I don't even live at that address.
You donate organs and cars.
Yeah. No. Try to see if you can screw up his credit score even more.
No.
We dare you.
No.
We'll see.
So everything's okay now?
Yeah. You got your truck?
Yeah, I got a truck. It's just that there's a debt in my account, and there's just some things I can't get now.
Man. Like what?
That's like a student loan payment.
What'd you want to get?
Well, I was thinking about a trip maybe somewhere.
Or New York.
Oh, like
New
the necessities. York.
Yeah, maybe it's better that you got towed.
Oh.
Maybe it was a good thing that you got towed.
Mm.
Yeah. Just put everything in
maybe like a facial, a massage, something really nice, something that's going to last well.
Yeah.
It was a good thing you got towed, I think. Yeah. It worked out for the best, I think.
Everybody's been towed once.
This is my first time.
Well,
so angry.
Okay.
Well, welcome to the club,
buddy. Ruined my day. But you know what? Today's a new day, right, Kelly?
Yes, that's true, Justin. And I would be on the phone with that apartment complex.
I would, too.
Finding out what the deal, you know?
Yeah. And don't post things like that on Snapchat.
I know. My personal information.
Don't do that.
Your social security
thing,
card.
Yeah.
That's fine. But stuff with your picture on it.
Passport number. Totally cool.
Totally cool.
Passport.
Birth certificate.
We're kidding. Please. Don't do that.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
What would you do if you're driving down the street and you see your teacher panhandling or your kid's teacher panhandling?
Oh, my.
You would either think, oh my, she's struggling, or hey, hold on 1 second, you got a job, what are you doing out here trying to get money?
Yeah. So everybody's right, teachers don't make enough money.
That's exactly the point this teacher's trying to prove. Her sign says, teacher needs school supplies, anything helps, thank you. That's what she's been doing this summer.
Oh my goodness.
It's in Tulsa, Oklahoma, yeah. She's an elementary school teacher. She's drawing worldwide attention because she's been panhandling for money to pay for the school supplies that she needs for her class. She says she only makes $35,000 a year. Now, think about that.
Yeah.
The people in charge of teaching our future are being paid $35,000 a year. They're barely getting by with that money.
Yeah.
She spends about $2,000 to $3,000 of her own money on school supplies for our kids that she's helping teach. So she finally decided, you know what, enough's enough. So she went out there and she started panhandling to get this money for her school supplies. So the picture went viral. Mm-hmm. GoFundMe account has been set up. So this turned into good news because so far her GoFundMe has raised $13,860 of the 20 they're looking for, which is going to be able to afford her school supplies for at least a few years.
Yeah.
Which is really
cool.
Help
some other teachers out, maybe.
That's the thing. This is just one instance.
One teacher. Yeah, this is one teacher out of the thousands that are doing it.
Yeah.
So I don't know how many more teachers are going to do this, but it was a good idea. You know, she finally realized, I don't have the money to teach my kids. I need to go find more money. And she did it. So what's her name here? Her name's Teresa Danks. So if you want to look her up and help her out, and I'm sure there's other teachers out there, please, when school starts back up, help them out.
If you can. Yeah.
Help them with the school supplies.
Well, they give
supplies.
You the school supplies
they tell them, yeah.
And sometimes it's not just for your kid, but for the classroom, too.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it really helps because they are spending. My sister-in-law is a teacher, and I see how much time and money she spends trying to get her classroom set up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Another story. I don't know if you guys saw this video making the rounds. Two Marines got married in upstate New York on Saturday. Did you see this video, Kelly?
No.
Super sweet.
Well, I didn't see the video, but I saw the article and I read the story. Yeah, it was really sweet.
During a sergeant named Joshua Newville and a senior airman named Emily Lehan were getting married. Joshua had a 4-year-old son named Gage from a previous relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So during the ceremony, Emily's giving her vows. She called Gage up to say a few things, and this is what went down.
I want you to be safe. And to try your hardest and to be a good person. Don't cry, baby. I know that you and I will butt heads, but I hope. Except for right now.
Buddy.
Kid TV.
It's okay.
He's hugging her and crying.
But I hope that. With all my heart, that as you become a grown man, you will understand my methods and realize I have only done what is best for you and that I love you. The last thing that I hope you learn is that you are a very special boy. You are so extremely smart, handsome, and kind to others.
Okay.
You have helped shape me into the woman that I am today. And I may not have given you the gift of life, but life surely gave me the gift of you.
He was so overcome with emotion by what she was saying that he just started crying and was hugging her.
A little bit overcome with emotion, a little bit. Everybody's looking at me right now.
Oh, Kelly.
No, it's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got home video of everybody singing happy birthday to me and me doing that same thing. Because everybody's looking at me. And I started sobbing. The message is sweet, but a lot of it's like, everybody's looking at me right now.
I'm so glad you don't do that with attention anymore.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.